Christ to the Nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 10th chapter of Hebrews. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. Let me talk for a moment to the wives listening. Let me ask, ladies, does your husband have a favorite article of clothing that should be put out of its misery? Maybe it's a flannel shirt or an old pair of tennis shoes. Probably this item is torn, worn, and when he wears it, he looks mighty forlorn. Once more, let me ask, have you thrown that obscenity in the rag bag only to find it resurrected? Have you tossed it into the garbage 5 minutes before the truck is supposed to come only to find it has somehow made its way back to his closet? Why does he love that thing? I don't know. You don't know. It's not logical, is it? On a far grander and more glorious scale, that's the way it is between God and us. Having looked into our hearts, having seen our sin, God should have thrown us into the dumpster of damnation. But in his grace, he decided to save us. He pulled us from the garbage, he rescued us from our fate, and he saved us. More than that, and unlike a husband's favorite shirt, God fixed us, cleaned us, and made us more valuable than we were before. How valuable are you? Listen carefully now, because it's important. You are so valuable to God that he sent his son to save you. God sent his son to take your place. That's why Jesus was born in Bethlehem. That's why he suffered for you. That's why he endured indignity. That's why he died, all for you. That's why St. Paul proudly proclaimed you were bought with a price. The price God paid, the value he placed on you, was nothing less than his only son. God valued you so highly in order to allow you to live. His son had to die. For 6 hours, God's son hung suspended between heaven and earth. That is your value. We pray. Dear Lord, I cannot understand why you were moved to mercy for lost humankind. I don't understand. But I still can give thanks for all your kindnesses. Accept my praise in the name of the crucified and ever-living Savior. Amen.